Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Frontier Beyond Fear radio program. I am your host, Susan, Laris, and Danz, and I am so delighted tonight to be welcoming back a guest for her fourth appearance on the Frontier Beyond Fear, and her name is Sue Storm. Sue has been on many popular media venues. She's been on several major networks, and she's also even been on The Daily Show on Comedy Central, which I always find impressive. And Sue is a world-renowned angel intuitive. Sue had a near-death experience as a child, which opened her eyes to the angels such that she could hear their guidance throughout her life. And so now Sue shares that wisdom with all of us. And Sue so graciously comes on this show, and I know we've got a lot of callers lining up to talk with her. I wanted to let callers know that you need to speak up when you come on the show. And when you come on, give your first name as well as the city where you live. And you can ask Sue if you'd like to know your personal angel, and then you can also ask her a question. A little more about Sue. Sue is the author of the Angel First Aid series of books. And Sue also speaks and coaches. Her specialties when giving intuitive guidance include many, many things: prosperity, success, business, relationships, health. She can connect you to people on the other side. She can talk to you about families and children. She can talk to you about past lives. So Sue has a wide range of guidance that she can give us tonight. If you would like to call in for a reading, the call-in number for tonight's show is 310-807-5104. We will also be doing some readings for people in the chat room. Those will be briefer readings because it's a little bit more difficult to do those via the chat. But if you're able to log into the chat room and you need a Blog Talk Radio ID to do that, we will be keeping an eye on the chat and doing some readings there as well. So without further delay, I am going to bring Sue on the show here. Wow, so many callers. It's just amazing tonight. I am so glad that you're all with us here this evening. Hello, Sue. Are you
hey,
there?
The angels are so excited. They're jumping from foot to foot and clapping. They love this show. They love their audience.
That is so wonderful. You know, I feel energized tonight. I don't know about you, but I feel like the angels are here in my room with me here.
I'm sure they are.
I think so.
Let's keep track of where all our calls are from, too. That was really fun when we did that before.
Oh, yeah, we will definitely do that this time. And we will remind callers, you know, go ahead and give us their first name, like I said, and let us know the city that you're from. Or sometimes we get callers from other countries, too, as well. So I know that this is going to be a fun evening. So, Sue, before we launch into the many calls we have waiting, are there a few things you'd like to say about your work or anything you'd like to share tonight that the angels would like to say to all of us right now?
Okay. Well, can I give the website so they can check that
oh,
out?
Oh, yes. Yes, and that's also on the page, by the way.
Oh, it
so
is.
So anyone, yeah, but do give it to remind them of your website.
Sure. The website is www.theangellady.net, theangellady.net, and the 800 number to reach me directly and to order books is 800-323-1790. So, what do my angels want to say? Well, They're very excited because they have a message of hope and love and joy and prosperity. It just seems like more prosperity, more energy, more momentum is coming for everyone to be better and more successful and happier. I don't know. This is just a good time. Good time for all.
I think that's what we all want to hear right now, because I know sometimes we've all gone through a period, I think all of us have at times been discouraged, although we do our best to hold on to, you know, the positive. I certainly do. But, you know, there's a lot going on in the world right now and in our personal lives as well. And I think that, you know, if that's the message that the angels are sharing, that is so consistent with how I'd like to place my focus, is that, you know, we are all going to, we're all taking this to the next level, aren't we, Sue?
We really are. And what they're saying is life's going to get easier. See, when the angels tell me is that life is easy, we just don't know how to live it. You know, we don't learn in school how to live life. And that's the purpose of the Angel First Aid Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity book that that I've written, because it's just a little guide to who, what angel to call on, what visualization, how to make your life easier. And, you know, we've all paid our dues. We've all worked towards where we are. And now it's time to smile and make life easier. That's what I'm all about.
Well, we're all ready to go. I mean, I think that we are so ready. It's so funny that you should mention how it's going to get easier. I'll tell you something really, really quick, and then we'll get to the callers.
Okay.
I've had this phenomenon, Sue, that's been appearing for me, where I just seem to always get behind cars with the license plate ease.
Oh.
It's either EEZ or, you know, EZE or some form of ease. And every time I see that, it's a huge affirmation. It's as if to say, you know, this isn't going to be hard. It's okay. And actually what you've said already is yet another affirmation of that for me.
Perfect, because that's what they were telling me. And it's interesting because the message is always different, either for
mm-hmm.
each role or for each person. But it's all basically there is always hope and the angels are there to support you. Are you there?
I'm here. Are you there?
Oh, good.
Okay.
I thought,
scared you for a second.
Did,
no,
did you
I was,
go up to the angelic realm? Did I lose you?
Yeah, that was
did
a quick
you take a
visit.
Trip?
No, it's just a quick little switchboard thing, but we've got it.
Okay,
and I'm just looking at the callers, and are you ready to take the first call, Sue?
I sure am.
Okay, great. All right, the way we're going to do this is I'm going to give the area code out for the caller that I'm about to bring on the line. And so if you hear your area code, be prepared that it may be you. And when I bring you on, I want to remind you, speak up, give your first name, the city that you're from, and also if you'd like to know your personal angel, because that's something that Sue does for us, as well as what specific question you have for the angels. So do I have that all right, Sue? Are we ready to go?
Okay.
Good. All right, here we go. If you have area code 678, I'm about to bring you on the line. Hello, area code 678, are you there?
Yes, I am. My name is Susie, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. And I want to say hello to Sue and Susan.
Oh, well, yeah.
So we have the Sue's on.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so your first archangel is Michael, guidance and protection, and he's the top archangel. And then you have Rachel, who's the angel of inspiration. And my angels are telling me slow down a little bit, so I'll go a little slower.
Okay.
And then you have Lorena, L-O-R-E-N-A, angel of divine guidance.
Oh, nice.
So you have angels of guidance, angels of protection, angels of inspiration. You know what, though? You need a money angel, don't you? We have
yes,
to...
I do.
It's
you know
so
that.
Wonderful being able to listen to them. Oh, okay, so Timothy is the angel of good fortune, and that's a money angel.
Okay.
Got all that?
And so I have to, I need to ask Timothy for his help.
Yes. And you talk to the angel just like you were talking to a friend. Timothy, you know, I need a new car, help me out, this is important. Whatever you would say to a friend, you can say to Timothy.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Thanks for calling.
I'm writing this down. I was wondering if you could answer a question for me.
Oh, sure.
Okay, I'm taking a trip to Florida. And on the first part of my trip, I'm supposed to be meeting one gentleman. And on the second half of my trip, I'm supposed to be meeting another gentleman.
What an interesting trip. Okay.
Yeah. And that's if it all lines up and, you know, works out. I'd like to see if you see anything going on with that, and in particular with one or the other of the gentlemen.
The first one is the better of the two. So the first one you mentioned was in northern Florida. Is that what it was?
No, he's actually on the west coast, and the other one would be on the east coast.
Okay, well, your west coast was the very first one you mentioned is the one the angels say is the best of the two. You may not end up even going to the second one. You never know. Does that help?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I actually am supposed to be seeing some other people on the East Coast, but really wanted to give it a chance with this other one. I just hope that I get to actually meet up with him.
Well, let me tell you, I do personal consultations over the phone, so I'll give you that 800 number again, and you can call me, and then we can go through all of this, and I can help you figure out with more detail. It's 800-323-1790.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yes. Thank you so much, Susie.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay. All right. Our next caller is coming in from area code 310. So if you're at area code 310, I'm about to bring you on the line. Hello, area code 310. You're on the Frontier Beyond Fear. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Great. Can you give us your first name and the city that you're from?
Yes, my name is Vince. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Welcome, Vince.
Hi.
And let's make sure we still have Sue on the line. Sue,
yes,
you here with
yes,
us?
I'm
wonderful.
Vince, when you said your name, if just this flock of angels came around you, it seems they're telling me that especially Archangel Michael have been with you a lot and maybe even has pulled you out of a couple of scrapes, but you have a very strong connection to Archangel Michael.
Uh-huh.
Have you had something with a car, like a close to a car accident or something where it could have been worse?
Well, many, many years ago, I was working night shift when I was living in Toronto. I was working night shift, and I had to go across the city to take care of something. And on the way back, I was on the freeway, and I fell asleep behind the wheel. I lost control of the car. And I don't know how my car bounced off of a front tire of a tanker trailer, tanker. And I don't know how it happened, but some miracle, my car went from one lane, the middle left lane, all the way across to the right lane, bounced off the rail and went back across the left lane, and it came back out the middle, and I spun around, and my car stopped dead. And I was not hurt. Nobody else was involved in the accident. My car was total, and I don't know how in the world I walked away from that.
Okay, I'll tell you, Archangel Michael, it's like he put his wings around you and just held you. That's been protected you. So
yeah.
The two of you have known each other for a while. But he also tells me you're very special, and he was saving you for your very special purpose. So Let me give you a couple other angels. Blake, B-L-A-K-E, and that's a female Blake, is the angel of comfort.
Okay.
And Nancy is the angel of productivity, performance, output, getting things done. And your money angel is actually Katrina, angel of prosperity.
Okay.
Got all that?
Yeah. And I could certainly use the money angel right now.
Okay.
And that's one of the reasons why I called. Because I have a couple of situations going on with employment. First of all, I want to find out if you get anything on a job that I interviewed for about 6 weeks ago. And I talked to the lady about 2 weeks ago, and she said they're just waiting for either an opening or the company's approval to bring me on board. And I'm wondering if you see me getting this job at Sinisota Company.
Right away, the angels have said it looks good.
Okay. Do you know, will it be around the July 4th weekend, before or after?
My sense is after, but I have to tell you, since angels have never had a physical body and have never lived in time and space, time is not what I do best. So
right.
I may not be right on time, but definitely it looks very good, and they're smiling. So it sounds
okay.
And they want you to keep smiling because then, you know, a like attracts like, so you'll bring in a higher vibration.
Okay. And then because I'm at my wit's end, I'm about to lose everything and end up on the streets unless a miracle happens soon. So it's just been one nightmare after another. And I've been living this hell for the last 4 years or so. And then the other part of it is, too, I'm still going through a workman's comp lawsuit against my former employer, and we were supposed to have a hearing 2 weeks ago, and the other side wouldn't budge, so my lawyer said, okay, we're going to trial. So I'm waiting for a trial date. Now, do you see me ending up with at least a six-figure settlement or close?
Close, and Archangel Michael is the angel of divine justice. That's the one that to talk to on that. And Ruth is also an angel for divine justice. All these angels are in my Angel First Aid books, by the way. There's a whole glossary of who they are and what they do.
Okay. And you see me getting back on the Prices Right? Because you know what's happened is 2 years ago I was on it, and I played the one away game, and I lost the car. And they're having a 40th anniversary special. They're looking for former contestants with either heartbreaking stories or incredible stories, and they're going to pick a few contestants to come back on the show. And I've already emailed and called them and left messages, so I'm just wondering if you see them picking me and coming back, or are they going to pass me up?
No. You definitely have that story. So I can't tell you yes or no because it hasn't been decided yet, but good possibilities. Don't give up on this one. This looks good, too. It really looks like things are turning around for you. I don't know why they're exactly turning around right this minute, but you're being blessed is what I hear.
Okay, great. Thank you. And for everybody out there, please tell us that Obama's going to get reelected.
Oh, I don't have any comments on that, but hear.
Yeah, that's what I say, too. All right, well, thank you very much. You've been a big help.
Okay, good. I'm
Thanks
glad.
For calling, Vince.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
It was cute the way he slipped that in at the end.
Yeah, isn't it? I think that's probably going to come up more and more as we get closer to the election. It's on our minds, no doubt.
Right.
Okay, our next caller is at area code 510. So if you're at area code 510, I'm about to bring you on the line. Hello, area code 510. There you are. What's your first name and where are you from?
My name is Aisha, and I'm from Juan in Washington, D.C.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you.
So what can we do for you? Do you want your angel names?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, let's start with Caroline, who's the angel of positive thinking, and they tell me you're a very positive soul. And then Raphael, who's the archangel, of healing and compassion. And your money angel is Jeremiah. That is the best money angel. That's the angel of financial security.
Awesome.
Okay. And I say to everyone listening, pull on his robes, pretend like he's right in front of you, and tell him what you need. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I wanted to know, what do you see for me as far as romance?
Okay. I don't do general questions. You need to be very specific. What exactly do you want to know? Because then I can ask the angels more correctly.
Okay. Do you see anyone for me romantically, or is there someone I already know?
It's not someone that you already know, but there's someone in the distance that's coming in. And you'll meet him very, very shortly. Again, time isn't my best suit, but very shortly.
Okay, awesome.
Keep your hopes up. They're telling me you almost don't hope anymore. It's like you've given up. So they're saying, don't do that. Keep your hopes up.
Okay, well, I kind of like someone I know now, but you don't see anything going with that.
I see somebody new coming along.
Okay.
I don't know how the one is going now. I mean, if you wanted to do a session with me, you know, you can call me. But there is someone in the distance.
Okay, great.
Okay,
awesome.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Alicia, for calling in.
Susan?
Thank you so much.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. If the listeners could be more specific, like if she has someone in her life already, she should have said something so I could check that out, because I have to be very specific about what I ask the angels, or I don't get the right answers sometimes.
Okay. That's a good reminder to all the callers on the line. Be as specific as you can with regards to your question. Because
right.
I know it's so tempting for people to say, what do the angels want to tell me, or something like that. And
that just doesn't work for me. It's almost like I'm an interpreter, but I have to interpret a direct line or a direct sentence, and that works much better.
Yes. All right. Well, I think they should be prepared with that then.
Okay.
The next caller is at area code 248. So if you're at area code 248, I'm about to bring you on the line. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Great. How are you? Can you give us your first name and the city that you're calling from?
Yes. My first name is Natasha, and I'm calling you from Michigan.
Oh. Welcome, Natasha.
What part of Michigan? I'm from Michigan originally.
West Bloomfield.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll listen to my angel's names first.
Sure. Archangel Raphael is the angel of healing and compassion. And then Jacob is the angel of education, and which means there's more coming into your life. You're on a path, I hear, to gain knowledge, and that angel is helping you. And your money angel is Lucian, Lucian, who's the angel of resources. He works with opportunities, prosperity, wealth, and joy.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Well, my question for you is regarding a relationship with my boyfriend. We had a huge argument 2 weeks ago, and I just wanted to know what you see as far as a possible reconnection and the direction this relationship is going in.
It seems like, I mean, I don't know if things can change, but right now it doesn't look like he's coming back.
Okay.
And I would just say don't waste time. Move on. Find somebody that doesn't argue with you and listens to you a little better. And let me give you the angel. Terina, T-E-R-I-N-A, is the angel of attraction. And she helps find soulmates and romance. So ask Serena to be there to help you right now.
I will do that. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. I'm glad you called.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Natasha. Okay. Just, there we go. The next caller is going to be coming in from area code 615. And I do want to put a word out to people that we do have a chat room going with quite a community in there tonight. So feel free to join the conversation in there as well. So if you're at area code 615, I'm about to bring you on the show.
Hi.
Hello.
How are we doing? Okay.
Welcome. Can you give us your name?
Thank
and the
you.
City you're calling
My name
from?
Is Eileen, and I am from Tennessee.
Welcome.
I didn't hear
Thank
the
you.
City. Susan, what was the city?
Near Nashville.
Oh, Nashville. Oh, I was going to say,
mm-hmm.
I knew you were in Tennessee. I recognize the area code.
The
I'm,
area
I'm becoming
code,
an
not
expert
my accent,
on
though.
Area
codes.
I was just going to say, Susan, I'm becoming an expert on area codes now with your show. I try and guess ahead of time. Okay, did I get that one right?
We both are, I think. It does. It really does propagate over time. Because
right.
They
right.
call from everywhere. It's wonderful.
Okay.
I
so
can't.
Your first
yep.
initial is Nancy, productivity, getting things done, performance, and output. Next angel is Evelyn, and that's your money angel, wealth, prosperity, and personal growth. And your archangel is Gabriel, messages, and communication.
Okay, Gabriel. I was wondering if you have any messages from my husband.
Okay, I need a first name.
Bob.
And the first thing he said is you're doing a good job. He always knew you could handle things, and you're doing a good job.
Aw.
Okay.
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 That's all he has to say?
Well, he's with you. He's with you. He hears
okay.
you talking to him, and he's thinking about him, and you know, don't give up. He's with you.
Okay.
Okay.
All
good.
Right, very good.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eileen.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I'm watching. We've got the next call is kind of, I guess I could call this the wild card line.
Okay.
Because this person doesn't have an area code. This is going to be a little tricky, but we'll try. If they're not there, we'll just go on to the next. But this person's been on hold for about 40 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
And their number is blocked. So, okay, this is a note out to everyone out there. If you've been holding for about 40 minutes, I'm only going to bring one of you on. So just go ahead and speak when I bring you on the line. And I will, just to give someone a clue, it's not 617 and it's not 828, because those are the two that are coming up after this one. So that'll help. And it's not 407 either, and it's not 862, as far
well,
as I know. Unless we happen, you know, I guess we got to be careful, because the unknown caller could just happen to be from one of those places. So okay, let's just see how this goes. You got to love this show. We just work in the spontaneous energy of the moment is what we do.
Okay.
So let's just go ahead and see what happens here. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, there's someone. What is your name and what city are you from?
Yeah, my name is Brandy and I'm calling from Texas.
Well, welcome, Brandy. Welcome, our wild card caller. You made it on.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so angels. The first one is Florence, who's the angel of compassion, and she works with kindness and understanding. And then your money angel is Katrina, the angel of prosperity, success with money. And your archangel, oh, gosh, you've got two money angels. Your archangel is Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, who's the angel of prosperity. So you've got two prosperity angels.
Oh, great.
Good deal.
Yeah,
have a question?
My question is, do you see me getting a job soon?
I heard yes right away. They say you're
okay.
looking in the wrong places, though. Don't keep doing what you're doing. Do something different.
Yeah, I kind of feel that, too.
Yeah. I have you been looking online?
Yes.
I don't know if you're supposed to go to an agency or a headhunter. It just feels like you need to do something different. If you want to call me. Again, that's 800-323-1790. Maybe we can set a little plan up for you to find the right place.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Brandy, for calling in tonight.
Susan, can I tell them a little story? Can I tell your listeners a little story?
Sure. Now's a nice time to do that. You go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I had a lady call me from Seattle, and she told me that there was a job actually in Texas that was available, and they had 100 applicants. And she was so nervous and about whether she'd get it or not. So we did some of the visualizations from the book, and I kind of designed a little thinking program, you know, do this, do that, talk to this angel, and she got it. So it doesn't mean that just because there's a lot of people or just, you know, if it's your job, you will get it.
Yeah, that's a really important thing for us to know. You know, sometimes I think in this energy right now, it's so important to trust, isn't it, Sue?
You have
to trust that everything is happening in perfect timing, even though sometimes, you know, we feel a little resistant to that, I know, but trust is so important, and the angels are there.
And just let them be with you. I mean, welcome the angels into your life. Get the angel first aid books if you want to. But also on my website, there's a success download that I email you at no charge. And it gives you some little remedies to make success come to your life. So bring the angels in. It's just a wonderful experience.
Yes. I think that we so often forget that, again, that we're not alone. Because sometimes I think we feel alone, and we simply aren't. The angels are there. And what about the people who have passed on? I don't know if you know that. I can't remember when you were last on the show, but I don't know if I told you that my father transitioned earlier this year. And I can't remember if you've been on the show since then or not, but I think, and he's the closest person to me to ever have transitioned. So it was, you know, a process for me. And I know a lot of other people are probably in a similar situation where a loved one has gone to the other side, and maybe it's quite a new experience for us. What can you tell us, Sue, about that? What is their presence like?
First, tell me your father's first name. Do you want a message from him?
Oh, well, his first name was Vito. Kind of an unusual first name.
Okay. What he's saying is you were so kind at the end and such a joyful child. He always knew you were going to be a success. He says from the beginning, you just loved life. You loved what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it was. So
yeah.
He's honored to have you as his daughter.
Wow. And I was with him at the end. In fact, we surrounded him in love, Sue. He was in a hospice situation, and we just surrounded him in love. And when he transitioned, he opened his eyes at the last second. I've talked about this a little, which I don't want to talk too much. But you know what? I had this instinct when I felt his spirit leave, and you could see it in very physically. I looked up, and I didn't want the doctors to think that I was just totally nuts, but I just quietly waved to him because I knew he was looking down on us. I just knew it. And you have a temptation to just look at the physical form where they no longer are. And I looked up
because I knew he was there.
I knew it.
And all that love just sent him off almost like in a package wrapped in a bow is what he said.
Oh,
So you're asking me about people that have passed on. They still have a communication with us. They still feel, our thoughts, and they hear us, and they send messages, usually through birds sometimes that do unusual formations. Or, you can also talk to someone that has passed on and tell them, you know, send me a message through a bird, or send me a message through a license plate, or, you know, kind of give them a direction. And a lot of times, if there is no direction, they will just touch your cheek on the right side.
Yes.
I said the light side, but I'm sure that there's light in that. they touch your cheek on the right side or sometimes your shoulder. So if you just notice that, or a little breeze when there isn't a breeze, that's someone letting you know that they're there and they love you.
Wow. Yeah, that's important for many of us to know, I think, because, you know, every one of us is going to go through this for the first time, and we all know, I've known other people who've passed, but he's the closest, and it hit me in a different way, obviously. And, you know, I think that if we can just be reminded that they're there, and I sense they also give us our space, too, because there's that other feeling of like, oh, you know, you know what I mean? When a parent passes, we don't necessarily want them with us every second in a present way, because it feels too much almost. It's as if there's a space, too. They respect our space, don't they, Sue?
Right, right. They're not invasive or intrusive. They do.
Right, and they're non-judgmental, because, you know, we get that feeling of we're all this way with parents, you know, or with really anyone, because, you know, none of us are perfect, or we're all, you know, whatever. There's just only unconditional love on the other side. And, you know, my father was a very conservative Christian and very sincere in his beliefs. And so when he died, it was odd because it was as if I gave him an introduction to who I am, although I guess he figured that out pretty quick, because there were some things that would have been uncomfortable for him to know in life, you know, because he might not have been comfortable with all of this. But now he's there and he sees it. So
when something is really important, I start coughing. So he must be trying to reach you, because I'm really having a little coughing spell.
Oh, my
here.
Goodness. You know what? So am I. I needed to cough, too. That's interesting. Okay, well, do you want to get a drink of water?
I'll take a quick break for a couple minutes, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's powerful, Sue. Thank you. And maybe what I'm going to do is just play a little music. We'll have a little interlude here where we can reflect. Let's reflect upon those we have loved who have passed, and hopefully we won't all end up coughing, because the same thing happened to me, which is really very interesting. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more calls. I see all your calls queued up. We'll be back in just a minute.
I can tell.
Are you there, Sue?
I am.
Okay, we both got
that,
a little break.
That was something.
There.
That just kind of shook me up.
Wow. Well, you know, I think the energy is pretty powerful right now surrounding that transition. I mean, maybe, I guess I just have that feeling.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Who knows? I mean, maybe you can explain it to me because I haven't really asked a lot. Maybe that's part of it. I haven't asked anyone really about him. So who knows? I mean, maybe he really wanted to communicate.
Obviously, because it was very strong.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Sue. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad the two of you could connect.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I'm sure he does, too. Okay, well, I know that we have more callers very patiently waiting, so we're going to go to the next one. I've got to recover, too, now. okay, the next caller on the line who's been waiting very patiently is at area code 617. So if you're at that area code, I'm about to bring you on the air. This is the Frontier Beyond Fear radio program. Hello, at area 617. Yes, give us your first name and the city you're calling from.
Sure. My name's Brenda, and I'm calling from Everett.
Everett,
Mass.
Washington? Okay.
Everett, Massachusetts.
Oh, okay, Massachusetts. Okay, yeah, there's a couple of those. So welcome, Brenda. And I'll let Sue take over from here.
All right. So let's see. Your first angel is Archangel Michael, who's the best archangel. And then you have actually Serena, S-E-R-E-N-A, who's the angel of nurturing. And then you have Joseph, who's the angel of joy. Do you need a money angel, too?
Oh, I need them all. I need all of them.
All right. Timothy is the angel of good fortune.
Oh, well, that's good. Okay. Before I ask a question, I'm going to lead into this just really briefly. I don't want to I almost feel like I shouldn't be ungrateful because I was in a situation a couple of years back and, I was in the position of maybe losing my home. And I've had, tremendous miracles in that end. But I'm still kind of very sad. I mean, love life-wise, friendships that I've lost and just really in a job where I'm unhappy. So first part of the question is, there's someone that I was friends with and the friendship ended and it hurt me very deeply and I have an opportunity to see this person perform. He's a musician, and I'm just wondering if you see a reconnection or some sort of communication with this person.
It seems like it's time to move on. Those are the words I heard.
Okay.
There may be reconnection, but you deserve better. I don't know. That's what your angels are telling me.
Okay. I can see that. Does that apply to a job as well? Because, I mean, I've been holding on to this job for fear of, it's hard out there and being in another, being in the same position I was before. I mean, do you see anything, a new job opening up? Or I just feel very mistreated here. I just feel, very unappreciated.
Yeah, it seems like you're settling for what you've got and not what you deserve on a couple of levels. You may want to do a session with me too, so we can get more into it, and I can really help you. But I feel like you need to start looking for a new job, but I don't think see it coming right away. Get the momentum going. It's easier to change directions once you're running than it is from a dead stop. So get the momentum going and let your angels know. Corey, by the way, C-O-R-Y, is the angel of career development.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. Thank you very much.
Okay. We got her coughing, too.
I know. It's contagious. It's energetically contagious is what it is. Thank you, Brenda, for coming
on. You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too. That was really interesting. I'm still recovering from the energy of all that's transpiring tonight. I mean, I think it's quite an evening. Let's just say that.
Okay.
All right. The next caller is at area code 828. So I'm about to bring you on the line, area code 828.
Hi.
Hello. You're on the Frontier Beyond Fear. What is your first name and where are you calling from?
Tina, North Carolina.
Welcome, Tina.
Thank you. I am in a process of a lawsuit, and do you see it coming out in a positive way?
Again, this is one of the things where I need more information, and rather than do it on the air, if you want
okay.
to call me off air and just give me more details so I can actually get information, and I may even be able to give you some hints on what to do to make it work out the way you want to.
Okay.
But it does have a lot of potential, is what I hear.
Okay. And my angels?
And your angels? Adding to that a comment, it does have a lot of potential. It feels like it needs a boost. That's why I wanted to talk to you, because we'll figure something out to help. Okay. Money angel is Lucian, L-U-C-I-A-N, prosperity, wealth, and joy. Archangel is Raphael, healing and compassion. And do you like to write?
I have written, but...
Okay, because Rita is the angel of writing, and it feels like she's around you, too.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. And that's writing, right? Okay.
Maybe you should write some more.
Really?
Yep.
I wrote some poetry.
Oh, that's what it is. She says, start that again. It's beautiful. The angels just say it's beautiful.
Oh, well, it's mostly about them.
Oh, was it? Oh, how interesting.
Wow.
Most of all of the poetry was angels.
Oh, my gosh. See, I wouldn't have known that. But they're saying, Rita wants you to start writing again.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Uh-huh.
They like your work, they say.
Oh, well, that's good. I think they helped me write it, to tell you the truth.
I'm sure.
Because I've never written poetry, and then it just came to me.
Good. Well, more is coming.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you,
Tina. Good night.
Good night. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay. The next caller coming on, we're going to move through these so we can get as many people on as we can. Area code 407. So if you're at area code 407, I'm about to bring you on the air. Hello. Okay, we might have lost this person. If you're at area code 407, you're on the air. Nope. Okay. We'll go on to the next.
My guess is that's Florida.
And you know what? It's a familiar area code, but I can't remember exactly.
I think it's Florida.
Well, we'll leave them on the line, and we may get back to them. They've been waiting for a while, so they might have just, you know, as luck would have it, you walk away from the phone right when you get brought on.
Okay.
So that can happen sometimes. The next one is area code 862. So if you're at area code 862, I'm about to bring you on. Hello.
Hello.
Area code 862?
Yeah, hi.
You're on the Frontier Beyond Fear. Why don't you give us your first name and the city you're calling from?
Hi, my first name is Jane, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Welcome, Jane.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, your first angel is actually Sarah, and that's S-A-R-A-H. The angel of harmony. She works with peaceful interactions. And then you have Solomon, S-O-L-O-M-O-N, who's the angel of security. And that's about safety, well-being, security, which is very important to you, knowing that your family is secure, that you're secure. And your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Thank you.
Did you have a question?
Yes, I do. I broke up with my fiance last year before the wedding. I just wanted to know, please send a chance to get back because it was my fault what had happened. So I just wanted to know if there's going to be a chance for us in the future.
Oh, goodness. I wish I could say yes, but it just feels like even. I just kind of see like a flat line. So it could go up, it could go down. I can't honestly give you a yes or no on that. You can work toward it if you want to. Is that not the answer you wanted?
No, you said I could do what?
You could work toward it. I mean, you could do visualizations and stuff to see if you can make it happen.
Okay.
But I can't see at this point that it is going to happen.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and you can call me, too, if you want to, and we can set something up for you so that you can, you know, I'll give you more information. All right?
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you, Jean. Okay. All right.
Yep.
We're getting callers from everywhere again, it seems. We haven't gotten
good.
Alaska yet this time, but all right. You know, I'm always interested that so many are listening on the East Coast because I guess it's not all that late out there. This is a nice show to just kind of relax with late in the evening, I think. All right.
And the angels say, it's you, Susan. They like hearing you.
They do. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a nice affirmation. Thank you.
Good.
I appreciate that. I've been getting some positive feedback lately, and, you know, it's really welcome. I appreciate that very much because we all ponder our paths and you know, it helps to have some support every once in a while, a little hug, just telling us we're on the right track. Okay, the next caller, I hope I have the right one. This person looks like they dropped and came back in, so I hope we have the right person. There's someone who's been writing to me in the chat who's been on the line for a little while, and she just happened to be next. And a minute ago it was showing she was waiting more than an hour, and now I see her waiting 2 minutes. So I'm concerned she dropped and came back or she dropped altogether. But we're going to go ahead and bring area code 603 on the line, if I have this right. Yes, area code 603. So if you have that area code, I'm about to bring you on.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Valerie?
Hi, this is Val. Yeah.
Oh,
it
thank
is.
Goodness, because it kind of, the switchboard is doing interesting things with you.
No, because I haven't dropped off. I've been on the whole entire hour plus at this
That's
point.
Really interesting, because, well, I'll tell you. Anyway, it showed that. It showed you'd been on for an hour. We have callers still on the line who called in before the show. That's how many people queued up.
That's when I had called in. Oh, wow. Well, thank you very much for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you for calling in and being so patient, Valerie. Now, can you tell us where you are from or where you're calling from?
The state of confusion. No, I'm joking. I live in New Hampshire.
Wonderful. Welcome, Valerie, and thanks for your patience again.
You're welcome. This is the first time I've been to your show. It's very interesting. I enjoy it. I'm enjoying it, I should say.
Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Let's get right to the angels because it looks like we have a lot of people to talk to. So your first one is Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, who's the angel of happiness. And then you have Archangel Uriel, who is the angel of prosperity. So that's your money angel. And your other angel is interesting. Oh, Tara, T-A-R-A, the angel of love.
Wait, what is the name?
Tara, T-A-R-A, T like in Tom.
Tara.
Tara.
Okay, interesting. Well, I have a question pertaining to the last angel.
mm-hmm.
I am wondering what you see as far as someone being in my life, as far as someone new, someone old. I don't want someone borrowed. No, I'm joking.
Someone new. Someone new. Strong, dependable, but faithful. Get someone new coming.
Okay. And I know you said you're not great on timing, which I respect because I'm a reader myself. But do you kind of, I mean, can you give me an idea, sort of?
Okay, so months, not years. But again, that's difficult. 3 months is what I heard, but don't hold me to it.
3 months. Okay, so you mean, do you feel like by the end of the year?
Oh, yeah.
You do? Okay, because for years, everybody, well, I shouldn't say for years, but probably for the last year or two, people are like, someone's coming in, someone's coming in. And I'm like, okay, where is he? So
much closer than before.
Okay. All right. Well, I do thank you very much. Blessings to you both.
Thank you. To you, too. Have a good evening.
You have a great one. Thank you.
Thank you for your patience, and I'm glad you could
You're
get
welcome.
On.
You're
welcome. All right.
Oh, me
Thanks
too.
For joining
thank
us.
You. You're welcome. Good night.
Okay, good night. All right. Okay. This is we're once again the I'm trying to get the people on as best I can in the order. Okay, the next person has also been waiting very patiently and is at excuse me, now I'm getting the cough again. This might be a good call here. It's also allergy season, but it's interesting. I can usually hold them at bay. area code 937. 937, you're about to come on the line. I believe this person's also in the chat.
Yes, hello. Thank you.
Hello,
my name
welcome.
Is my name's Sandy,
again.
And I'm calling from Troy, Ohio.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go, Sandy.
Okay.
Your first angel is Robert, and Robert is the angel of balance. And he says you need a little more stability in your life, so peace of mind. So that's what Robert is there for. And then are you starting something new? Because you have Loretta, the angel of new enterprise. Are you working on a career or thinking of starting something new?
Not maybe a new love life.
Well, whatever it is, it's a new endeavor. Okay.
Okay.
And your archangel is Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, who's the angel of prosperity.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, do you see Dan and I going anywhere? Or anything happening with us?
You know, I hear yes and no. So in some areas you're good, in some areas you're not so good. So I don't know if I can give you more of an answer than that. But they did say stick with it. They didn't
stick
say
with it.
Move away from it. They said stick with it.
Sounds fantastic. Well, thank
okay.
you. The first time I've got to hear you, and I am impressed. So, yes,
okay.
I'm in the chat, too. So thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Sometimes, like that kind of a question, I need more time to explain. This part is okay, that isn't. This is what you should do. This will help. And that's why doing sessions is so beneficial, because it's hard to just give a yes or no to some types of questions.
Right, yeah. I know that as an intuitive, and I don't do readings myself, but just having listened to more and more intuitives and worked with them, I know that, you know, what you need can be quite specific. It's part of the process, isn't it? And I sense that the angels actually want that. They want us to be specific about what we're asking, don't they? It actually helps us find the answers.
Always, because if you just say, you know, I'm looking for a car, then they don't really know what make, model, price range, you know. I mean, if you can be very specific. And also with angels, if you talk to them before you go to bed and give them your wishes, they work on them all night long because they don't sleep. So it's a even if you ask during the day, ask again at night.
Right. Okay. And we play a part so much in what we are seeking. And so I almost sense that they want our input, too. They're not just going to come up with a future for us. We have our own part in this. So Okay. I'm looking at the switchboard here, and here's another patient person waiting at area code 253. So if you're at area code 253, I'm about to bring you on the line. Hello, are you there at area code 253?
1 hour and 10 minutes waiting. Yes, I am.
I know. I know. I tell you, Sue, it's amazing. People come from far and wide even before the show starts. So thank you. What is your first name, and where are you calling from?
Allison from Colorado.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So your first angel is, wow, you have so many. I don't know which one to give you. Goodness, they're all over you. Rachel, the angel of inspiration, is one of them. And then you also have Rebecca, who's the angel of self-confidence. I'm not sure why she's around, but you're the kind of person who gives other people self-confidence. And then your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. And it doesn't look like we've given you a money angel. So Jeremiah, angel of financial security.
Okay, so that was Rachel, Rebecca, Michael, and Jeremiah. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All righty.
Okay.
Okay.
And again, all these are in the book. There's a glossary of angels that says everything, what they do. There's 120 angels in the book.
Mm-hmm. I am in very extreme need of better employment, meaningful employment, and financial flow in my life again. Without going into the whys of it or the history of the last several years, it's become a very dire situation, and I need my life to be on track again.
Corey is the angel of career development. That's really important for you. And Cornell has not come up yet, Cornell. He's the angel of decision-making, because it feels like there's some decisions you're going to make, and they're going to be good ones. You're going to have opportunities. Christopher is the angel of opportunity. So with a combination of those angels, things will start to happen.
What do you see?
As far as your career?
Yes, after waiting an hour and 10 minutes, I would like to hear not only name suggestions, but your perception.
What are you doing now? What do you do now?
I'm severely underemployed, strongly underpaid, and it's just a job. I'd rather not say because it's just.
And that's fine. Okay, that gives me enough. All right. There is a talent that you have, something different. I'm not sure what it is, something unusual or different. And they're saying develop that talent, and that'll bring in.
I've already got that talent well developed. I already have a 14-year career in it. I've not been able to secure work.
Don't give up.
In that field, I mean, in that field.
Yeah, don't give up. Your talent will bring you your money. That's what I hear. And again, if you want to talk to me off air, we can. I can give you more information. I'm not getting anything else other than you know how to make money. You just have to have the right contacts.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Here,
mm-hmm.
looking at my list, I'm getting a lot of communication from the chat room as well. I just want a note to chat room people. Sometimes it's a little challenging. If I'm getting a lot of messages, I can only answer so many. So be patient. I get over there while Sue's talking. So okay, our next caller is at area code 843, another very patient caller. So if you're at area code 843, I'm about to bring you on.
Hello?
Hello. Can you give us your name and the city you're calling from? Great. How are you tonight?
My name is Pooja, and I'm calling from Charleston.
Welcome.
Charleston, is that what you said?
Yes, Charleston.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So the first angel is, you have so many. Loretta, the angel of new enterprise, seems to be around you. And Katrina, the angel of prosperity. Your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. And they're telling me you're very gifted. You must be very creative, or somehow you're very gifted.
Mm-hmm. I have a healing practice, and I'm definitely very, very creative. I can manifest things really quickly. The healing work has kind of given me a lot of trouble. So I think maybe I'm in the process of kind of learning more and really working on myself. But, yes.
And there's another angel that comes through for you as you say that. Evelyn is the angel of manifesting, and she works on prosperity and personal growth. So that angel is very much in your presence.
Can I ask a specific question? Or?
Well, you can try. We'll see what we get.
Oh, okay. I would love to know, that alone answered a lot, but I would love to know what you kind of pick up for me in the next few weeks. My birthday is on the 26th, and on the 28th, I'm going on a spiritual retreat that I've been waiting on for about 4 years. So I feel like a big, huge shift is about to happen, and it's been leading up to it, but it doesn't feel like it. like a lot of tears, a lot of releasing old stuff, kind of really facing, you know, your old baggage, that kind of stuff. So I would love to know what you're kind of seeing. I'm just hoping that there's, I don't know, just anything good that you have to say.
I'm having just a little trouble hearing her. Can you, in a sentence, just kind of give me something is happening after her birthday? I got that part. Can you give me a little more?
Honestly, that's all I could hear, too. Can you speak up and repeat? We're having a little trouble hearing you clearly. Can you speak up and just summarize what you just asked?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, we can hear you.
I could hear your voice. I just couldn't hear clearly what you were saying.
Yeah, me neither. I couldn't quite make it out.
My birthday is on the 26th. And on the 28th, I'm going on a spiritual retreat that I've been waiting on for about 4 years. I feel like there's there's a huge shift that's about to happen for me. And I would love to know what the angels are just kind of saying, you know, for me now and maybe in the next few months, just what I can kind of really expect. The last few months have been really, really hard, but I feel like it's been building up towards this. So.
Okay. All right, so what they're saying is you're going to shift to a higher level spiritually, and then more good things are going to come to you. Like we were talking earlier in the show about ease, things happening with ease, and that's what's going to be. Whereas it was more difficult to get things going before, now they're just going to be in the right place at the right time, things are going to happen. So, and a little bit they told me there's going to be some surprises, happy surprises, so they're not going to tell me what they are, but keep smiling. This is a good time for you.
So happy surprises, like just in general, coming up in the next few months?
Yeah, within the next few months, mm-hmm. Next 3 months.
Awesome. Great, thank you so much.
You'll have to call back in 3 months and tell us what they were.
I will. I'm so excited. It's such a relief. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
All right. A couple of quick questions from the chat. Some very patient people. And I don't know if we can interact with them, so I don't know if you're going to be able to answer these or not, but I'll give them to you anyway, and then we'll decide. Okay. The first one is Lachey. She's in the chat. She wants to know, and she had a question she put in here a while ago. When will she find employment and what it may be?
Yeah, those are difficult.
Yeah, that's what
I thought. I'm not good on time, and I would need a lot more information. What I will say, though, is for anyone listening, if you have a talent, use your talent. Everybody has something unique and different about them, and find your career in that area.
Right. Okay. And what is the angel that applies to that area in general? Can you remind people of that? Because I think this is a common question coming up, and I don't know, there may be more than one, but is there one that comes to mind that, that people would find in your book that they should be focused upon?
For career, is that?
Yeah.
Yes, Corey, C-O-R-Y, is the angel of career development.
That's right.
And Jonathan is the angel of business. He hasn't come up yet.
No.
Let me see, who else? Jeremiah is the angel of financial security. So you want to, and you can ask a combination of them. You don't have to just ask one.
Right. Okay, well, hopefully that's helpful to Lachey in the chat. All right, and then just we'll do one more quick chat one, and then we'll go on to the next call. Yet another person in the chat asking, a very patient person. Okay, this person says, and again, if you just need to say general angels for this area, that might be helpful. She,
okay.
It's Jada. Can you tell me if, she's asking about marriage and future children for her specifically. And if you can't answer that specifically, maybe you can give us the angel for that area, marriage and family.
Sure, sure. And actually, I heard two children that did come through.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I assume marriage is in there, but I just heard two children as they were talking to me. So Tara, T-A-R-A, is the angel of love, and Tarina, T-E-R-I-N-A, is the angel of attraction. And also, in the Angel First Aid Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity book, there is a whole chapter on how to find soulmates, how to find careers, how to be more financially successful, how to things to do for business. It has a guide to everything. Even talks about communication, parenting, pets, the whole gamut of how life can become better with your angels.
Yeah. Okay, well, hopefully that's helpful for the chat room participants. Now we're going to go to the next call, another very patient person, area code 407. I'm about to bring you on the line. Hello.
Hello?
You're here.
Hey.
Give us your name and your first. Yeah, give us your first name and the city you're calling from.
My name is Karen from Orlando.
Oh, sorry, couldn't hear you. All right, great. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you. I am enjoying the show very much.
All right, great. You're, Rachel is your first angel, angel of inspiration. And then you also have Peter, and Peter is the angel of health, but he also improves energy. So anyone with a health issue, Peter is the angel to talk to. And your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. But he's also telling me that with you, he works with divine justice. And when things aren't right, boy, it really eats away at you. And you're somebody who wants to make things right.
Yes.
Good, 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 good.
Yeah.
Okay, did you have a question?
Yeah, I've like a lot of people, I've been currently out of work and need to get back into the workforce. And I've been praying to the angels to help me find a job that is not going to harm me health-wise. I have a chronic health condition, and so I've been praying and praying and praying and praying.
Isn't it interesting that Peter came up for the first time today and you have the health condition? So
yeah,
he's definitely there to help you. As far as can you do a part-time job? I got so many.
I can do a full-time job. I was born with no immune system, so it's kind of hard for me to work in a cubicle environment. I've been fortunate enough all these years to have my own office, but I think as companies are downsizing and cost of lease spaces, I'm a little bit concerned about going back into a cubicle type situation.
Yeah, don't do that. See if you can't figure out a way to do a home business or something like that. And I actually see you selling a product. Have you ever sold health
nope.
things?
Never sold anything. I actually just came out of corporate America after 10 years.
Hmm. I don't know. I see you with like a line of either vitamins or something like that, and you're selling.
Oh.
And
possible, because I've been trying a lot of different things to heal myself as well.
Okay. Okay. So some kind of a healing. I have something I call healthy chocolate. Different things that are available that you can buy online or that you can just sell to people. I feel like you're going to do something like that and build your own business. And Loretta is the angel of new enterprise, so let her help you.
Okay. I'll certainly pray to her as well. Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm very grateful for getting on and for the message.
Oh, good.
And many blessings to all the callers as well.
Yeah. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Okay. Our next caller is at area code 228. So if you're at that area code, I'm about to bring you on the line. We're going to try to run through these calls as fast as we can. We've got you for another 13 minutes on the show, Sue, tonight. Now, I don't know if you're willing to, what your schedule is like, if we're going to end the show exactly at that time or let it go a little into overtime. I'm going to leave that up to your intuition. And also, I know that this takes effort or takes energy to do these readings. So maybe now is a good time. Actually, let's do take a quick break so that you can at least, well, not a break, but just so that you can tell everyone before this goes off the live air in about 12 minutes, remind everyone of your website, your 1-800 number, all those things. Let's go through those now so that we're not rushing right before the live show goes off the air.
Okay, good. So my website is www.theangellady.net, theangellady.net. My email, if you want to email me direct, is suestorm@earthlink.net. That's my private email. I'll give it out to you. My book is called Angel First Aid, Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity. It's available on Amazon.com if you wanted to buy it at Barnes & Noble, or you can get it on my website. And if you get it on the website, then I sign it, put your angels in for you, and something like that. If you have a specific message that you want me to address, I can put it in your book. And I do personal readings and sessions. I'm really good with career and relationships, although it doesn't seem like it on the air, but because I have to be more specific. And my 800 number is 800-323-1790. 800-323-1790. Does that kind of run down?
Yeah, that's great, because I really wanted everyone to hear that. All the live listeners out there. I have to say that I so love having you on the show. I know the audience enjoys you very much, and it's getting to the point where they're anticipating you. This is remarkable what I'm seeing with the people calling in ahead of time. I mean, you have a message that so many want to hear, and I know, I guess here's one more thing. To those who have been waiting and don't actually get on the line tonight, can you just say something to them? I did get a general question from one, like, how can they find their personal angels if they're not able to talk to you? And I know that they can always contact you directly, and they can read your books. I just wanted to know if you had any thoughts for those who we'd love to get you all on, but we just, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to. So do you have any thoughts
for
them?
If you want to know who your, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but if you want to know who your angel is, you can just ask, close your eyes and just say, angel, what is your name? And they usually will tell you. There's four archangels. You can ask the archangels for their names. The angel names you get usually have something to do with your life and your career. And the angels change. The ones that I give you stay with you forever, but that doesn't mean new ones can't come in. But these do not leave. If you hear your angels, those are ones that are always with you. Ask your angels for anything. ask your angels. There's nothing they can't do. If you want to ask your angels to help someone else, which is always wonderful, they can do that. I'm just giving a kind of general things, but don't go through life without your angels. Welcome them. Let them be by your side. Take them with you. Raphael is great if you put him on the hood of your car and you're in a traffic jam, of helping you get there on time. The angels are fun, they're delightful, and they're just wonderful to have around.
Yeah. And I guess it's so important for people to realize these are accessible to us. And you know, that's a nice reminder for me, too. And I also want to tell people to keep an eye on the Frontier Beyond Fear schedule. I have a new website now for the show, in addition to the Blog Talk Radio page, and I continue to enhance it. And it's frontierbeyondfear.com. And I'll be announcing any guests well in advance of when they come on the show. So I would imagine we'll get Sue to come back at some point. I hope so, Sue.
We'll do it.
Okay. And so keep an eye on that out there and become a follower of the show as well on the Blog Talk Radio page. That's something you can do. And then you get emailed announcements of who's coming on the show. So keep an eye on when Sue's coming on next, because I know we'd all love to have her on again fairly soon, perhaps, because we certainly have a lot of callers here. So without saying any more, I'm going to bring, as I promised, thank you, area code 228, for being patient, because I announced you and then launched into more things. So we're going to bring area code 228 on the line now.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Wonderful. Can you give us your first name and where you're calling from?
My name is Shirley, and I'm calling in from the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Wow. Welcome.
Right. Okay, let's start with your angels. Tara, T-A-R-A, the angel of love, and you have Serena, the angel of children, but actually she does nurturing. She's just, do you do anything with children, or do you?
I used to years ago.
Okay, because Serena is around you. And then your archangel is your money angel. That's Uriel. And Uriel is the angel of prosperity.
Okay, great. And I was wondering if you've seen any love coming into my life, a significant other.
I do see a significant other. Can't be much more specific, except you're looking in all the wrong places. That's what I hear.
Oh, so, yeah. That sounds right.
It almost feels like you don't have to look, like someone is out there just going to come in, you know, you're just going to run into them. They're looking for you, too. You know, you could say, send me the person that's looking for me.
Okay.
Someone out there looking for you.
Okay, all right. Sounds great. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right.
Good
Thank
night.
You so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Get the how things are slowing down on the chat. All right. The next one, very interesting. We had area code 228, and the next one is area code 229. So if you're at area code 229, I'm about to bring you on. Hello, area code 229. Hi. Can you give us your first name and where you're calling from?
My name is Melvin, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Welcome.
Okay. Your first angel is Timothy, the angel of good fortune, and that's also a money angel. And then you have Caroline, the angel of positive thinking, and it just seems like more positive things are going to happen. That there haven't been that positive for a while, but that's going to turn around. And then Gabriel is the angel that works with arts and invention. That's an archangel.
Okay. Yes,
do you have a question?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I just wanted to know about this friend of mine. Her name is Nicole. And do you see us connecting, like talking and maybe going out on a couple of dates or getting involved with each other? She stays at the same apartment complex that I stay at, and she's younger than I am.
I pursue it. I can't exactly tell you how it's going to turn out, but it's worth pursuing is what I hear. She and the angels say she's lovely.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, go for
yes,
it.
Ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. This on your toll-free number, it's okay for me to call you after the show?
Sure. It's 800-323-1790.
Okay. Thank you very
okay.
much.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
So, Susan, if you want to go, like, another 10 minutes, we could do that. Do we have
so we'll
more
go
on the line?
Oh, yeah, we can go into overtime. Oh, yes, we have them on the line. So let me
okay.
give advice to those listening then. If you're in the chat, the only way you'll be able to hear the show, if we go into overtime, is to call the main number. And if you don't ask to talk to the call, actually, at this point, you won't get on for a call because there's so many waiting. But you can still listen to the show on the line, 310-807-5104. And that's always true for this show. Did you know that this show is also a teleconference, Sue, that they don't even need a computer? So if you're ever
oh.
away from the computer and
okay.
you want to listen to the show,
okay.
all you have to do is call that number, and then there's an option that says if you want to come on the show, and you just don't select that, and then you can just sit there and listen. So I want to advise listeners out there who want to hear the last part of the show, if you want to hear it, call 310-807-5104 and simply listen, or it'll be archived quite soon after it's done, and you can always listen to the show in the archive. And I know Sue's shows are quite popular. Just so you know, Sue, you get a lot of people listening to you in the archive as well. And, you know, even when you can't talk to Sue directly, I get so much guidance through all of the different interactions. I think that's what's so wonderful about a show like this is through listening to you talk to others, especially when you give them their angels, but even the specific guidance. Sometimes there are clues that come through for others as well. Isn't that true, Sue?
That's absolutely true. And if it rings true to you, if you hear it or you hear an angel, oh, I want to talk to that angel, go ahead. Either take the message and it's not always specific to the person, obviously. If you're listening and it rings true with you or resonates with you, go ahead and follow it.
Right. Okay. Now I'm going to bring on a very patient caller. And we'll be going into overtime, by the way, in just a little over a minute. So if you're listening online, it will cut off pretty abruptly. And just call in or listen to the archive. And I also want to welcome those archive listeners. One thing I like to say to the archive listeners is that there are no barriers of time, and we are aware of your energy. Can you feel the energy of all the people in the future listening to this show, Sue? Because
mm-hmm.
I feel that very much. And
doesn't that feel exciting? It really
yes,
does.
Yes, it does. And I like to acknowledge those people because they're here with us in this moment. And it's a little, I don't know, woo-woo, I guess, to say that, but not really. Science is telling us, too, that linear time isn't what we think it is, that we can feel you. We know that you're here, even in the future. So, okay. Now we're going to bring on area code 858, someone who's also in the chat. So, okay. Hello, area code 858.
Hello,
you're on
yes.
the show.
Hi, Susan. Thank you so much for taking my phone call.
Yes. Give us your first name and where you're calling from.
My first name is Oksana, and I'm calling from California.
Welcome.
Okay. Angel, the first one is William. He hasn't come up today. William is the angel of peace, peace of mind. He also works with harmony, peace and harmony. And if anyone out there wants an angel to bring peace to the world, William is the angel to talk to. The other angel for you is Melody. Melody is an angel of self-esteem, and she works with your value and potential. Your archangel is Michael, and that's guidance and protection.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Okay.
And
okay.
I have a question for you. Also, that's about my current job. I work part-time. So do you see me getting more hours and this way making more money in the nearest future? Or it will stay the same as it is now. I only work like 25 hours, 4 days a week.
Okay, so I think the question is, do I see you getting more hours and making more money? Is that what you were asking me?
At this job. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, but it's not going to be as much as you want. So I'm going to give you a little remedy from the book. Think about the word plenty. Plenty of money, plenty of hours, plenty of time. And anyone listening, do that too in your life. Plenty, 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 plenty of joy. Let's bring more to you because you don't have enough and you're thinking about what you don't have instead of how to make what you do want happen for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I will try to think about plenty. But so you think about at least a little bit more hours?
I see you getting some more hours. I don't think they're going to come in as fast or as many as you'd like, but if you start saying plenty, 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 it's going to get better.
Yes, I sent a letter to the CEO of the company, and I am waiting for his response.
Well, we want you to be happy. Your angels are just smiling and saying they want you to be happy. So think of what you want and ask them to bring it to you.
Okay.
Okay, good. And
okay,
I'll pray for you, too.
Thank you so much. So you think positive about this. It may happen, right?
Yeah. If you believe it, it can happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much again.
Thank you. Okay. All right. The next caller is also in the chat. Area code 954, about to come on the line.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm Darlene from Florida, and I would like to know who my angels are.
Okay. Let's see. You've got some really interesting angels, ones that haven't come up yet today. Kevin is the angel of friendship, and they say you're very good at communicating and you're a very good friend. And then also Patrick is the angel of achievement, and when you want to do something, you do it, and you do it well. So you have Patrick and Kevin. Archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication, but for some reason they want you to have a female angel too. Bettina is the angel of creativity. And your mind is very creative. They say you're really brilliant.
Thank you.
It's nice to know your angels think you're brilliant. I wonder if they think that about me.
You're funny. Latina is, what did you say Latina was? No, it was
creativity.
Creativity.
Working with your divine gifts.
Okay, great.
Okay, great.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I just want to know, did you see somebody coming into my life?
It feels like, do you know someone already that's potential, or someone knows you? There's someone around you already.
Well, like my ex-husband is around me, but
no, that's not him.
Oh.
No, there's someone new. There's someone new that either already knows you or you know, or your paths have crossed, I hear. So keep your eyes open and see if that doesn't come to pass.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, great. Thank you. Carrie,
Susan, let's do two more, and then does that sound okay to you?
Yeah, I think that's fine. Okay. The next one, got it all ready to go here. 864, area code 864, also in the chat. Hello, you're on the line.
Hi, my name is Dawn. How are you?
Hi.
And I'm calling from South Carolina.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
I think we've done a lot of states. We've only had two from Florida. I'm keeping track here.
You know, we've had a lot from the South tonight. Have you noticed that, Sue?
That's
seems like
true.
There's a lot of angelic energy in the South. They're being directed down there right now.
I guess so. Maybe because of the storm or something. That's.
I don't know, but I'm tracking quite a few from the South tonight, either the South and also the East Coast. We got quite a few. But anyway, I'm welcome, Dawn. I'm happy that,
Thank you.
You waited.
No problem. Thank you, and thank you for taking
my call. Okay, so you have Robert, who's the angel of balance and works with stability and equilibrium, and then you have Sarah, who's the angel of harmony. Interesting, harmony and balance. And what they're saying is that you like to see things even keel. You know, you're not good in conflict, and you're very good at mediating and getting things normalized again, is the words they're using. Your archangel is Uriel, and that's the angel of prosperity.
Oh, okay. Uriel, is that U-R-I-E-L?
U-R-I-E-L.
Oh, U-R-I-E-L. Okay. It's funny because my husband's name is Robert.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And that was Alan. That's pretty funny. My question, I know you're running out of time, but I'm in school and I'm taking occupational therapy assistant, and I'm just wondering if I should change my major again because I've changed it once before. I'm just not sure if that's where I'm supposed to be heading.
You know, I don't think so. I think you should stay where you are. What's your reason for thinking that you want to change it?
The biology, the anatomy class, biology. And I'm taking medical terminology. It just seems like so much information, and I'm just scared of it, I guess.
Well, if you want to change, you know, I can't stop you, but it feels like if with a little help or maybe tutoring or something, you might be able to do it. Jacob is the angel of education, and just ask that angel to be next to you and help you while you're studying. And then Mira, Mira is the angel of the healing arts. But I feel like you could be very good at occupational therapy if you can get through school. And I've helped people who, actually, there was one lady who had to drop out 3 times because she just couldn't make it, and we started working together, and she was asking Jacob, and she passed with honors, and she made it the next time through. Yeah, so you can give me a call and we can work on it together. But I just feel you'd be very good in that career.
You do? Okay. I've changed already once before, and I hate what I was doing business administration, and I hated it, but I know it because I've been doing it for 10 years. So the occupational therapy is something completely new to me. So it's like out and that where you're not sitting behind a desk all day, you know.
It just feels like you'd be good at it or something in that field, like even if it's physical therapy or it's massage. It's something in that field that is good for you.
Okay. Well, I definitely appreciate it. You have
great.
A great night, and thank you very much.
Okay. Good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. See you then.
All right. Hey, Sue, the angels. I'm wondering if the angels might consider this. We've got only 3 people left on the line.
Sure.
I was wondering, you
we'll
know, some of these, they have been so patient.
Okay, we'll do it.
And maybe we can, you know, maybe not, it won't be too long, but each of you will get a chance to talk with Sue, the 3 people who are left, and I appreciate you patiently waiting. The next one is area code 907, about to bring you on the line.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Carrie.
Okay.
And where are you calling from, Carrie?
Alaska.
Oh, Alaska.
Oh, my goodness.
See, we got our Alaska caller, too.
Yeah. We usually do have at least one Alaska
we
call.
We do. We do. Welcome, Carrie.
Thank you.
Okay. So your first angel is interesting. It's Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, who's the angel of strength. And they tell me that, you know, you're a powerful person, and this is an angel to help bring you strength and endurance. So that's that angel. And then you also have Blake, and Blake is an angel of comfort, and you're a comfort to those around you. Your archangel is Gabriel, and Gabriel works with communication and messages.
Okay.
Did I give you a money angel? I don't think so. They're telling me Timothy is the angel of good fortune.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Got a question?
Well, it was funny. I was writing these down so I can remember them, and I have a communication problem with a friend of mine. He doesn't communicate. I don't know what's going on with them. They kind of blow through like a whirlwind every so often. But when it comes time to really communicate, they're definitely not willing to participate. And that's something I need to be able to communicate with this person because
it doesn't look like things are going to change. I mean, you're going to have to accept what you've got, someone who blows through occasionally and says a few words. But it doesn't look like what you anticipate or you would like for the relationship is really going to be there. So you'll have to make a decision based on that.
Okay.
I don't think the other person's going to change any. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Hey, thank you for calling. Okay, now our final two callers. We've got a Skype caller, and I want to remind those of you who are listening that you can call in from Skype to this show. So we've got a Skype caller with the first two initials, BC. So I'm about to bring you on. Hello.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Welcome. Thank you for being so patient. What is your first name, and where are you calling from?
My name is Brian. I'm calling from Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay. We haven't had a Pennsylvania call, I don't think, today.
Okay.
Okay. Brian, hold on a minute. They tell me you're very interesting. They said, now, this is an interesting soul. So your angels are fascinated. Your first angel is Theodore, and that's the angel of kindness, and there's a kindness within you that you share with others, which is very good. You have Joseph, the angel of joy. That's interesting, joy and kindness. Your archangel is Raphael, which is healing and compassion. Look at that, joy, kindness, healing, compassion. But you need a money angel, so that's Jeremiah, angel of financial security.
Okay.
Okay, do you have a question?
Yes, currently right now I recently applied for a grad plus loan, which I was denied, but I filed for an appeal. And I'd just like to know if you see that actually going through for me.
Okay. Susan, say that one more time for me so I get that right.
He applied. Now, what specifically did you apply for? Say that
again. Yeah, I didn't get that.
For a graduate loan?
For a graduate loan.
Oh, you applied for a graduate loan. And they turned you down, and now you're appealing. Is that what you said?
That's correct.
Okay. Is there another resource you can go to?
No.
Okay, well, let me give you Lucian, L-U-C-I-A-N, who's the angel of resources.
Okay.
And that would be an angel to talk to see if you can get it. I don't know how to say yes or no, but it feels like it still has potential. It's not gone. Let's put it that way. Those are the words they say. It's not gone.
Okay.
Okay, great. Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian, for coming on tonight. Okay, one more call. Another very patient soul. This person is at area code 951, our last call of the evening.
Me.
Hello.
Thank you, ladies. Lucky me, the last one.
You made it. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Natasha, and I'm calling from California.
Welcome, Natasha.
Thank you.
Okay. So your first angel is Rachel, the angel of inspiration. And then you also have Lorena, L-O-R-E-N-A, who's the angel of divine grace. And they tell me there's a lot of grace around you. Your archangel is Uriel. Uriel works with spirituality and enlightenment, as well as prosperity. It's interesting because for everyone else, the prosperity part came from Archangel Uriel, but yours also has the spirituality and enlightenment. You're going places. You really are. You've got a lot to learn, but you know, you're a very spiritual soul, and you're going places.
Thank you. And my question for you is... if you can tell me anything about someone new coming in for my love life.
Well, I can always give you Tarina, the angel of attraction, but it seems like it's off in the distance. I feel like you're going to date a couple of different people, but the person that's really out there isn't going to be right away.
Okay.
Do you have someone, do you have something specific you're looking for? It feels like you're very specific about what you want.
Yes, I want marriage.
Okay. Okay.
Is that what you mean? I mean, that's what I'm offering.
But also in the person that, you know,
yes,
you want.
I am very particular with
you're
the
very specific. So write yourself a list if you haven't already. Don't just keep it in your mind. Write it down.
Okay.
Put on there everything that you want and keep it by your bed and read it at night before you go to bed.
Okay, will do.
Okay, and then ask Tarina to help you find this person.
Tarina, okay.
You'd be surprised. It'll work. Actually, I feel it happening faster when you do that.
Okay, thank you so much, Sue.
Good luck.
Thank you for all your energy and time you put in for helping all of us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Natasha, and thanks for thanking Sue about that, because I know that when you come on, Sue, it's quite the marathon evening, but we so appreciate your energy and all that you're sharing here. I know that everyone is appreciative, and including your host.
Okay, great, Susan. Well, we'll do it again, Sue.
Well, I hope so. And, you know, just for the sake of the archive, could you Sue is done for the evening, so I'm going to go ahead and you're still there, Sue. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
I thought I lost you. I lost
a couple callers
really fast, and I heard it go off. I thought, oh, gosh, I lost Sue right at the end. We thought we wore you out. I wanted to give you the opportunity to once again remind people of your website and where they can reach you at the end of the show here.
Absolutely. So my website is www.theangellady.net, theangellady.net. My 800 number to reach me directly for a consultation or to get copies of the book is 800-323-1790, 800-323-1790. And the book is called Angel First Aid, Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity. And your angels want to be part of your life. Let them in.
Okay, that's a wonderful message to leave everyone with. And thank you again, Sue. And we will certainly be talking about getting you back on the schedule, because clearly there are many people who really want to talk to you. We had some callers. If you're a caller listening in the archive and you fell off the line, some people weren't able to hold the whole time.
Sure.
You know, for one, I did try to keep a pretty good record as well as I could. But, you know, keep an eye out for Sue, and we'll try to get you on next time. So, and I do appreciate so much your everyone's patience and attentiveness to this show. So, and thank you, Sue. I hope you have a wonderful evening.
And you too.
And we will talk again soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Okay, just wrapping up with a couple of show notes. The next show will be next Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. I will have as a guest Vicki Trebosch, and you can read about her on the Frontier Beyond Fear website, which is frontierbeyondfear.com. Vicki is an executive coach. She's the author of Dead Rita's Wisdom. And she is also the founder of the Itafari Foundation, which is helping people in Rwanda, reminding us that there's still need there. So Vicki will be on the show next Friday. And I do encourage everyone to keep an eye on the frontierbeyondfear.com schedule, and also get on our follower list on Blog Talk Radio, on the Blog Talk Radio page. And then you will be notified as shows are coming on. So, and also, do not hesitate to comment on the show pages, because we welcome comments. And you can also write to the show at info@frontierbeyondfear.com. And we also welcome guest suggestions as well. So if you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, please don't hesitate to write. With that said, I think I'm going to close out the show tonight with a little bit more music, since I'm feeling, I don't know, a Saturday night musical mood tonight. So I'm going to play another selection from Bill Foss. Earlier, Bill has graciously allowed us to play his music. Earlier, you heard Help from Above. And to close out the show, I am going to play Sunshine in Your Soul by Bill Foss.